Proclamation number 0850 of 5th of April, 1939. Sensual frenzy. Begetting. Purpose. What people resist the most is the acceptance of the teachings of a civilized way of life, which means renouncing all bodily sensual intoxication that does not have the will to awaken a new life as a prerequisite. This urge is so strongly developed that it can test the greatest will to resist, but very few people fight against this desire of the flesh. They give in to the physical urge and strive for everlasting satisfaction and thereby cause so much damage to their soul, for they can no longer be purely spiritually active where the will to overcome this desire is so weakened. The entirely natural process of the human being's procreation is combined with physical comfort by the divine creator in wisest insight in order to repeatedly induce him to procreate and thereby give the soul's waiting embodiment the opportunity to enter into existence on earth. This is the sole purpose of the union of man and woman and should be well considered and, through strict restraint and self-mortification, every sensual intoxication should be controlled as far as possible. Instead of this, one tries to avoid the greatest earthly task and gives oneself unrestrainedly to bodily desires, even to let these soon become the mainspring of life and thereby prepare an insurmountable obstacle for the soul, which does not let it find its way upwards. It is held to earth by this desire of the body and cannot swing upwards of its own strength. Again and again it sinks back and has to struggle immeasurably due to the body's urge to fulfill its desire. The human being's organs do not absolutely need the desire to be satisfied, but the human being can very well educate himself to abstinence and to overcome his desires. For the desire increases the more it is satisfied and can also be tamed to the same extent if the will is strong and the human being is aware of the damage he causes to the soul when the body is completely satisfied. But people don't want to accept such things. They don't want to impose any restrictions on themselves and therefore rage against their own soul in order not to let the body live and want. And they completely disregard the actual purpose of their body, to beget human beings again, thereby not only harming themselves but at the same time denying the souls which want to embody themselves entry into the human body and thus preventing the new birth.